Hello, thank you for listening to this podcast recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIBIC. My name is Chris Ergis, and I'm on the CIBIC Board of Directors. The topic of today's podcast is maintaining certification. Maintaining your certification in infection control is important because it represents the commitment of an infection prevention professional and contributes to the continued improvement of infection prevention and control functions. This ultimately contributes to healthcare and patient safety. As an infection prevention professional, certification reaffirms that through your study and hard work, you have an internationally recognized level of knowledge in the field of infection prevention and control. The certification lasts for 5 years. In your fifth year, you will need to take the recertification exam in order to continue to hold the CIC designation. The recertification exam is slightly different from the initial examination. The recertification exam is a 150-question, multiple-choice, internet-based examination designed to assess the knowledge of professionals in infection prevention and control and applied epidemiology. The recertification exam questions are not identical to any in the active pool of questions used in the initial certification exam, but are developed by the CIBIC Test Committee specifically for the recertification exam. Like the initial certification exam, the recertification exam questions are based on the most current CIBIC practice analysis, and the content online is similar to the one used for the initial certification exam. However, the scored domains and the number of items in each domain may vary slightly. The questions developed are held to the same standards as those on the initial certification exam. The purpose of the recertification exam is to demonstrate continued knowledge mastery in the field of infection prevention and control. You must order the recertification exam in the same calendar year you are due for recertification. You can order the recertification exam on the CIBIC website. If preferred, a paper application is also available for you to download and return via mail to the CIBIC home office with payment. The cost of the recertification exam can be found on the CIBIC website as well as in the candidate handbook. There is a non-refundable fee for each recertification exam purchased. Your exam can be ordered beginning on January 1st of the calendar year you are due for recertification. The deadline to order the recertification exam is December 20th of the year your certification expires. After your recertification exam application is received and approved, you will receive a confirmation email within 7 days that will give you specific instructions on how to log into the recertification exam. Please make sure that your contact information is updated with CIBIC before filling out an application to ensure the confirmation email is sent to the right place. The email will include a unique ID and link that must be used during each login. You will be able to log in and out as many times as necessary before your certification expires to complete the exam. Responses that are provided during your previous logins will be automatically saved. You must complete and submit your exam by 11:59 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time or 6:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 31st of your recertifying year. We recommend you purchase your exam at the beginning of the year and do a little bit at a time throughout the year till it is completed. We have found that this approach is the easiest and gives candidates the best possibility for passing. Passing rates for the recertification exam vary. In 2016, the recertification exam had an 83% pass rate. Once you submit your exam for scoring and fill out the post-exam survey, your score results will be immediately provided on screen. Please pay close attention to this screen, since this will be the only indicator if you have passed or failed until you receive your official score report in the mail 2 to 4 weeks following submission. If you fail to recertify when you are due and later decide that you would like to once again be certified, you must meet criteria for initial certification and apply as a new candidate. Infection preventionists aren't the only people who meet the requirements to become CIC certified. Another way to stay involved in infection prevention after retirement is to become a consultant in the industry. Consulting is a great way to stay in the industry without being a full-time staff infection control professional. As an infection prevention consultant, you provide information, innovation, efficiency, and objectivity to assist clients with infection prevention-related processes in their facilities. Many clients and employers see certification as mandatory in this profession to show that consultants have at least minimal knowledge level in the field. Many people choose to do this, including some members of our board of directors. This is important information to know if you see this as an option for yourself in the future. We cannot stress enough the importance of certification and why it is important to continue to recertify throughout your career. If you have any additional questions regarding maintaining certification, please contact the Civic Office at info@civic.org or by phone at 414-918-9796. Thank you for listening to this podcast that was produced and recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology.